From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the Pope notes a tragedy.
Anche nei giorni scorsi.
Pope Francis on Sunday decried the deaths of 71 migrants in an abandoned truck in Austria, calling it an offense against the entire human family. Meanwhile, Hungary said it has arrested a fifth suspect, a Bulgarian, on suspicion of human trafficking in connection with the deaths of 71 migrants. Thousands of migrants continue, meanwhile, to stream into Europe. One of them spoke about his reception.
We are human beings, so they call us jungle. You can see that, you know. So it's like very embarrassing for me, actually. I cannot say about other people, but for me it's like very embarrassing. And it's just because that our country is not like good. We cannot stay there. There's a war.
U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice has met in Islamabad with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and other top officials for discussions on terrorism and other issues. U.S. State Department officials said the meetings would include discussions on attacks emanating from Pakistani territory. Another U.S. Senator, Democrat Jeff Merkley from the western U.S. state of Oregon, declared his support Sunday for the Iranian nuclear accord. Merkley became the 31st senator to say he will vote next month in favor of the pact. The U.S. Congress, with both chambers controlled by Mr. Obama's Republican opponents, is set to vote on the pact in mid-September. No Republican has voiced support for the accord. Health officials in Sierra Leone on Sunday confirmed a new death from the Ebola virus. The death comes less than a week after the last known Ebola patient was released from a hospital. This is VOA News. Egypt said Sunday it will conduct two stage parliamentary elections in October and November, the first since then military chief Abdel Fattah el-Sisi overthrew Islamist President Mohamed Morsi 2 years ago. Egypt has been without a legislature since June of 2012, when a court dissolved the main chamber. President Sisi has since enacted dozens of laws by decree. Australian Al Jazeera journalist Peter Gresta said Sunday the sentences handed down against him and two colleagues on Saturday were politically motivated. He said Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi should pardon the three journalists.
It is now up to President Sisi to do what he said he would do from the outset, and that is pardon us if we were ever convicted. This is a wrong. Everyone knows it is wrong. And so we will be using every legal, political, diplomatic, and social means at our disposal.
The U.S. State Department said it is deeply concerned by the verdict and urges Egypt to take all available measures to redress it. Italian energy company Eni has announced the discovery of what it says is the largest ever offshore natural gas field in the Mediterranean inside Egypt's territorial waters. In a statement Sunday, Eni said the 100-square-kilometer field holds a potential of 850 billion cubic meters of gas in the deep waters of Egypt. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the Islamic State has severely damaged another temple in the historic Syrian city of Palmyra. The British-based group cited witnesses in Palmyra who said Sunday the militants used explosives against the nearly 2,000-year-old temple of Bel. One witness says only the wall remains. A new political survey shows support waning in the key state of Iowa for Democratic presidential contender Hillary Clinton. In their latest survey of likely participants in next year's nominating caucuses, the Des Moines Register newspaper and Bloomberg show Hillary Clinton with the support of 37% and Socialist Bernie Sanders with 30%. A military spokesman says Nigeria's military has uncovered a major Boko Haram bomb-making factory and has arrested two leading members of the militant group. He said the operation resulted in the seizure of a vehicle and bomb materials, including gas cylinders and fertilizer. Tens of thousands of Japanese gathered near the parliament building in Tokyo Sunday. They were protesting legislation that would authorize the military to fight abroad for the first time since World War II. In one of the largest protests in Japan in recent years, crowds chanted "No War" and "Abe Quit." I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.